Internet, due to lack of trade on the streets, we are calling it quits on the scoreboard. This tonight is not going to be worth our exorbitant salaries.
We're just phoning it in. In my case, literally, because I'm on my phone.
All right. Well, hello, Internet.
Hello, Internet.
Greetings, you magnificent series of tubes located not in a truck.
It's not a big truck. It's a small truck.
It's a Ranger.
It's a Datsun mini truck.
We're still waiting on Brita. In the meantime, we're also joined tonight by Sean Sorrentino.
Yay!
Gun Blog Variety Cast.
There's not one, but two guineas on this podcast. This is a two guinea podcast.
No, it's only a guinea and a half.
Persons of color.
Yeah, it's only half Scottish, so.
So you're part quadroon.
Part quadroon, yeah, that's
Black actually Lives Matter. Like,
let's see. So
and again, the internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck.
Oh goodness! Good old Ted. Good old Ted.
And you know what's really funny is everybody made fun of him, but it wasn't a bad. No, it really wasn't it a is. Bad thing.
It's, no, it's not at all. It's not.
It, which is funny because you know we've always used the tube analogy or the pipe analogy. The
pipe, yes. You networks. Just said pipes.
Yeah.
So yeah,
a series of
I'm just sad.
Ah, yes.
Good stuff.
I know. It's hard to believe that the media would misrepresent and distort something a Republican said.
Yeah.
Unconscionable.
And, well, and again.
It was the same thing about Guam flipping over, so we're good there.
Yeah, he really was serious that. About that, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
No, everybody said that the guy with the Guam thing, he was just pulling somebody's leg.
But he's done it like a bunch of times.
That was – what's his name? Johnson, right?
Hank Johnson.
Yeah.
I don't think I actually have a clip of Hank Johnson and the Guam flipping over thing. Oh, well.
Only know. There if was some if, way if of he, searching.
If he's doing like – if he's doing like it for serious, he's like the most like Andy Kaufman-esque like avant-garde comedian. Because he's not like – he doesn't ham it up for the room. He doesn't work the crowd or all that. He just fucking delivers his bullshit line. The person goes
– Here, I'll throw it in a chat.
Well, I think it's going over the air right now, Jay.
It is. Yeah, well, I stopped it. I had to make sure it was the right one.
Oh, man. It's going to tip over.
Yeah. Again. You know, maybe he was pulling someone's chain. But according to Snopes, it's true. Oh!
Well, myth all I got confirmed. To say about that is
don't get stuck on stupid.
Okay, so they're trying to say it was an April Fool's Day joke, except it was March 25th.
Well, that's about his speed. He gets April Fool's on the wrong day.
Herb de-derp, de-derp.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get this out of the way.
Woo!
You know.
Hello, Internet! It is April 1st, 2016! And you are listening to The Squirrel Report!
You know.
It's Friday, September the 13th.
If we get any more people on this show, it might tip over.
Well, we got more people on the show than we got listening to the show, so there you go. Oh, you're gonna do that.
Oh yeah, no, Sean, this is like the Bill Cosby pound cake thing. Black people can talk amongst themselves about how they're shooting each other to ribbons. But as soon as a white person is in earshot, suddenly Bill Cosby gets banished for not raping people.
You know, I hear this about Bill Cosby giving women drugs and having sex with them. Must be rape, right? wait, isn't pretty much that's the stories they told about the 70s is like they handed out drugs to women who wanted drugs and the women who wanted drugs was giving up the sex for the drugs. Isn't that like that was the 70s?
Alan?
You were around back then.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I was
frankly,
around back then. I was 10.
I mean, I guess the, you know, it all comes down to, you know, were you a willing participant or not? You know, if you're using sex to pay for the drugs, then I guess it's okay.
Yeah.
If you're not, then.
Did you give a woman drugs for sex in the back of your AMC Matador?
AMC Matador.
If it was an AMC Matador, it was definitely rape.
Yeah, he definitely wasn't getting any voluntary in the Matador.
She had to be passed out for that.
Hi, Brita.
Hello.
It's Brita. Finally. Yay.
We're talking about rape okay. in the 70s.
We haven't even begun to start yet.
My fellow Meloxicin fiend.
Oh, you know, I upgraded.
What?
I'm not on Meloxicam anymore.
Alan has graduated to opium.
I had it. Well, damn near. I actually had a back incident this week or well, last
oh,
week.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I am on, and this is getting way into TMI.
Did you have another recurrence of Mr. Prickly?
No, but I am on a different NSAID, diclofenac sodium.
Ah, it's diclofenac.
Diclofenac. All right. And I got some tramadol, too.
I got some fuck it all.
Yeah.
It's also known as rum.
Yeah. I can't.
I'm drinking a margarita with sodium.
So.
I don't think
tramadol is officially an opiate, but it's damn near.
It has electrolytes.
It's an opioid.
Yeah, It's an artificial.
It's a dalek
chemical or something.
It's opiate-ish.
Yeah.
Which means it's like Ron Howard.
Yeah, I'm gonna turn red-haired. I'm gonna get red-headed and lose my soul.
And you're gonna make movies with your ugly ass brother in it.
Well, how else was he going to get in a movie? Come on.
I don't know.
Billy Howard. Isn't it like a law that all brothers need to be Billy? Like there's Billy Clinton and Billy Carter. Oh, wait, no. Billy Clinton was the he was the fat rapist Ritter Hick. Oh, sorry.
And actually, is Clint for Clint Howard short for Clinton? Sometimes it is.
For what?
Opie's little brother is Clint. Oh. I'm just wondering if it's just Clint. It is. Yeah, just Clint. Oh, well. I was hoping maybe it was short for Clinton. Would you talk about Billy Clinton?
That'd be funny.
Yeah, well, wasn't he? He was the kid on the, what was that, Bear? Grizzly Adams?
Dental Ben,
is that what it was?
Tim Treadwell.
Right, so he's
that's a different bear.
He started out as the cute kid on the Bear Show, and he ended up uglier than the bear.
Yes,
kind of sad.
I think bears are attractive animals.
Bears and swamp donkeys.
Oh, no, there's nothing attractive about a swamp donkey.
Yeah, did you?
What if they have kind eyes?
Did you happen to catch the video of the swamp donkey that was charging? Was it that or was it an elk? It was an animal that was charging a hunter. It was
a bow hunter, wasn't it?
No, it was a dude with a suppressor. So it was one of the European countries. I think it was Scandinavian country, and charged a hunter, and a hunter like from like I don't know 15 feet away shot this charging. I think it was a moose. It was freaking like charging straight at him. He's like, boom, shot him, and then like racked around in, and it was pretty clear that, you know, he'd wounded it and it wasn't dead yet, so he shot it a second time, put it down. But I mean, it's like, good thing you shot it, buddy, because it was coming for it. You know, it's coming right for you. Yeah, he had video proof of that.
Well, that reminded me of a story I heard about a dude that lived up in Alaska, and he was out walking his dog, and his dog like suddenly acted, you know, suddenly did something that got his attention. And being in Alaska, he originally reached for his 454 Casull Ruger Alaskan and saw a grizzly bear just charging at him. And he just emptied the cylinder at the grizzly, like while backpedaling and backpedaling while firing six shots of a 454 Casull. We'll dump you on your ass. And so he went backwards and landed on his ass. And the grizzly bear landed beside him and skidded 5 feet behind him.
This is why I hunt prairie dogs.
Yes.
Okay. I've seen a video of a guy with a – I don't know if it was a 454 Casull, but it was a Ruger Redhawk Alaskan drawing. He blew some sort of a – like a bow hunt or a spear hunt or something like that on a boar. And his backup was this – I think it was a Ruger Redhawk Alaskan. And he drew that and shot the boar. And it was one of those sort of situations like boom, boom, boom. And having shot one of those at 454 Casull, three of them is like, you know, letting a major leaguer take a shot at your hands. I can't imagine what it would be like to, you know, take a couple of them in a panic and then like – have to deal with, you know, when the adrenaline wears off.
Well, it's okay because you won't feel your hand for another 3 days.
Yeah.
Well, I saw a similar thing with Brita's boyfriend, Lynn Thompson. He chucked a spear at a water buffalo in Australia, and the thing charged at him, and he had just a regular super red hawk.
Mm-hmm.
And he was very out of breath. But he's in super good shape, people.
I've fired some buffalo boar rounds out of my Blackhawk, and man, you don't want to fire more than one or two.
It lets you know you're alive.
Yeah.
Makes you regret it, I think.
Well, again, it's definitely a last resort kind of thing, you know? It's like when you don't care.
If it's that or death, you'll begrudgingly take shooting.
Exactly.
Like the 12-ounce 357 Magnum snubby from hell. Yeah. It kills on one end, hurts like hell on the other.
Or the 40-ounce steel reserve.
The problem with those is it's hard to practice.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta talk to Zerkool and get some of his little fluffy bunny 38 special loads.
Yeah, but you gotta practice with the full load.
No, you make other people shoot it with a full load just for shits and grins. Here, try this.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's one of those, like, it's good to let a couple of them go, like, just to make sure that you can, like, actually control it. Because, you know, I could definitely see, like, someone who, like, grew up shooting, like, you know, cowboy action, you know, just Winchester white box, you know, 45 Colt out of their
cowboy action, know, whatever. No, whatever. They make powder puff loads for cowboy action. They don't shoot full house loads.
No, but what I'm saying is that, like, you know, the Winchester white box shit that you find is going to be loaded pretty, you know, to pretty much the minimum Sammy pressure required. And then suddenly one of those, like, oh, now I'm going to, you know, carry a 45 Colt defensively or, you know, whatever you're doing, at least run a couple through it just to make sure the gun's not going to twist around in your hand.
Funny thing happened. I went to an IDPA match after I bought some new defensive ammo, and I had all the old stuff, and it was, you know, really it was time to get rid of it. I'd carried it for a while, and I thought, well, what better way to get rid of it than shoot it at an IDPA match, right? And it's an indoor IDPA match, and everybody in the entire squad is in the bay at the time. So the buzzer goes off. I haul out the gun and start shooting targets with this, you know, plus P 200 grain plus P ammo. And they're all talking yak, and I hear them over my, you know, powered earmuffs, and then they shut up, and I hear halfway through the string, you know, or halfway through the course, what the hell is he shooting? I get done and I'm like, what? Because, you know, everybody else is shooting 9mm. I'm shooting a 45, and then I'm shooting full house 45s. You know, they're like, the hell is that? So, that was kind of funny.
It's
Alan's on repeat, folks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you don't even need heck, just regular standard factory 45, just regular white box 45 is well beyond a major power factor. I mean, you only need 165 to make major, and 230 grain at 850 is
if it gets out of the barrel, it almost beats power factor.
Seriously.
I don't know. I've shot some 45 ACP loads that you could see going down range.
And they probably made power factor.
You know, it's like pop, and you watch. You just very leisurely. It kind of, you know.
It stops halfway downrange to smoke a cigarette.
Yeah, 230 grain at 850 is over 195 power factor. You only need like 165 to make major. And now I'm shooting, you know, 200 grain plus P. So God knows what the power factor on that was. And
power factor lots.
Yeah, I normally shoot about 700, maybe 725, FPS on this reloads 230 grain stuff. So I mean, I'm it's way more powerful. So yeah, I was like, holy crap, what the hell is that? So yeah, it's a bit of a difference. What?
I remember actually weird shot at that range. Bob's Tactical. It's an indoor range in Massachusetts, and I was practicing with the 360 shooting. You know, like 125 grain 357 Magnum, and the NRA instructor in the booth next to me stuck her head around the corner and went, "What did you bring, a flamethrower?"
Well, I still like don't the, hit him, he should burn his face off.
The mutual friend of ours who had loads for his 500 Smith & Wesson Magnum. Jim shot that at an indoor range once, and he said, "I pulled the trigger once, and the fluorescent tube above me exploded and just came running down."
Nice.
And the range officer called cold and went up and said, "All right, look, you're not going to get in trouble for this because that's obviously you didn't mean to do that, but don't do that anymore."
Yeah,
he loads that thing away right now.
He loads a 700 grain projectile for the 500 Smith & Wesson Magnum.
Good Lord.
To appropriate a 12 gauge slug load.
No, that's not the 700. The 700 grain is heavier than a 12 gauge slug. No, it's like a 375 grain lead gas checked wad cutter is his 12 gauge duplication load, of which I shot 15 in one day because it didn't seem all that bad. And then I woke up the next morning.
And he wondered why somebody had stuck Hamburg at the end of his
arm. No, I just had the claw. The claw.
Everything below your elbows didn't work.
Well, speaking of guns, how about that Romney?
So I want to know who thought it would be a good idea to have Romney go out and give Trump a great big sloppy wet kiss.
I mean,
I'm kind of thinking if you're trying to appeal to the wing of the GOP that is dissatisfied with the establishment and is supporting Trump, hauling out Romney's carcass was probably the single worst thing you could have done.
Yeah, No. It could have been worse.
I hate Trump.
Tongue-kissed Hillary Clinton?
No. They could have brought out Bush's brain and sent him out there to cuss him out. what's his face? I'm trying to pull his name out of my
– Karl Rove.
Yes. They could have sent Karl Rove out there to tell him in vulgar terms how stupid they were being.
But yeah, Karl Rove is like so last decade.
Mitt Romney
just lost a few years ago.
Right.
And he lost to quite possibly the weakest candidate we've seen since Jimmy Carter.
Really, since Kerry lost to Bush. Let's be bipartisan about this.
Yes, but he won. But the Republican won in that case. The last time
I'm just saying that the previous thing, like a lot of people compared Romney's loss to Bush like Bob Dole's loss to Clinton, but it was not that. It was Kerry's loss to Bush in Bush's second term because – Yeah, no. That was absolutely the Democrats' victory to fuck up, and they sure did.
Yep.
Right. I really wanted to talk about this. Thank you, Alan, for letting me come on because, well, number one, thank you for Cruz in Texas getting him some points
you're
in
welcome.
I want Cruz to win. Cruz makes a lot of sense to me. I understand why a lot of people want to slap him upside his face because he does kind of look like he needs a good slap. But, you know, I like the guy. I like what he stands for. I really do think Rubio is like the, you know, Jeb Bush second chance award. And, you know, because let's face it, nobody was going to elect Jeb Bush and nobody was going to elect Chris Christie. They both of those were pretty much non-starters. So they were, you know, they're really hoping on this Jeb Bush because, you know, he's a pleasingly colored Jeb Bush. Like, he fits that class.
He's an appropriate shade of beige.
Right, exactly. Yeah. If you take Jeb Bush and you actually paint him brownish, so to go with the Spanish language that he's learned and the Hispanic lady that he's married, right? You know, you actually make him Hispanic, though not the right kind of Hispanic to make the actual like Mexican people who are voting for the Democratic Party happy. Like, because honestly, Mexicans fucking hate the Cubans.
Yep, and vice versa.
And everybody else on the planet who speaks Spanish fucking hates the Mexicans.
Everybody hates the freaking Cubans. Just, you know, if you're a Cuban living in Florida, pretty much everybody fucking hates you because you're a Republican, and none of the rest of them really are.
Yep.
There's probably other groups that fit into that category too, but pretty much the idea that they're Hispanic, they're Cuban, guess what, nobody fucking cares, so you can't really play the Hispanic card. It's not like oh, look, they're Hispanic, oh, they fit into the category. Stop trying to play that racial BS, because you obviously don't know how to play it, because if you think that look, they're Cuban, they're cool in that racial way, no. It isn't gonna work, don't try. But in any case, he's in that class of, he went to college, he plays the right games, he's the right class, he's one of us, he's in our fraternity, he goes to our country club, but he's, you know, he's a little bit ethnic, but not too ethnic, you know, just enough ethnic so that he's a little bit ethnic, you know, pleasingly ethnic, but not too much. And he's a striver, so he's one of our class. And Cruz, of course, he's just not one of us. I've been listening to Ace of Spades HQ podcast for a while, and while, you know, Ace, this is something Ace has been talking about, and it really makes a lot of sense. It's just this class thing. And I don't really much like Trump. I'm not interested in Trump. I would be perfectly happy for Trump to get stomped by Cruz and Cruz go on. I'm not sure how I would feel if it was Trump versus Rubio, because it's the establishment versus Trump, and I'm not sure, you know, if both of them could light each other on fire, then, you know, that would probably be okay, as long as the result wasn't Clinton.
So, yeah, see, there's that.
Right, and I'm not sure how I feel about that. You know, if the result is Clinton, then I'll take either one of them, but, you know, what's to choose between Rubio, who is just, you know, Jeb Bush, painted a little bit brown, and
so who's Marvin Bush?
Yeah, Mario. If you've been listening to the Ace of Spades HQ podcast, he's Mario.
He's not Italian.
It's,
we don't want him.
It's an inside joke. Trump's playing to the people that they hate. He's playing to the hard hat wearing workers that everybody's been taught to hate because they're uneducated, they didn't go to college.
Truth be told, I'm really starting to think like this Super Tuesday's really kind of gotten me to flip over, because I mean, I've been listening to, I mean, both the, you know, the apologists and the wonks and all that have been saying, oh, yeah, no, Trump's going to lose this. And also just the people that are just traditionalists who aren't aware of just someone who's completely doesn't give a flying fuck about the rules of a campaign and going, oh, here's where his campaign's going to take a shit. Nope. No, it hasn't.
Honestly, I think Trump was you know, hold my beer and watch this. He figured he was going to get some free publicity, get his name out, you know, I'm going to run for president. Ha ha. I think he's sitting at home going, what the fuck did I get myself into?
Yeah,
I honestly don't think so.
I think that was Obama. I think that was Obama during his first run.
No. Obama was, it's my turn.
I think Obama's enough of a narcissist. That
yes.
Obama yes. thinks Obama is owed. And if you people are so fucking stupid,
that's true.
That you are going to vote for me, well, yeah. then fuck you people. Obama's one of those guys that if you know those grifters, then you catch them when they're taking your money they took your grandma's money and you're like, well, how can you take my grandmother's money? And they go, well, if they were stupid enough to give it to me, then it's mine. Right. And that's Obama's like, well, if they were stupid enough to vote for me, well, then I'm the president. Fuck you.
Yeah. Well, I think with Trump, it's one of those like, would you know, he just did his math in his head and went, all right, look, I can run for president and just throw bombs and just make a whole lot of waves. And if it turns out that, yeah, no, being a bomb thrower and making a whole lot of waves is going to just amount with me getting completely drummed out, I'm at least going to make enough noise that my next season of The Apprentice and my appearances on Fox News will be that much more in demand. Then there, congratulations, it's paid for itself.
Yep, exactly.
And then on top of that, he just went, but what I guarantee that Trump went through and goes, what if I win? Cool, it'd be fun to be president. And that's it. He may be a simple man, but he's not a dumb man.
Yeah. And
I think he's seen enough of the to quote the old podcast, semi-literate drunks that have been president of the United States, that he realized that, you know what, fuck it. If I become president, I'll at least get into the top 10.
Seriously, you really can't point at Trump and say, well, he'd be the worst president. Because look at some of the – well, shit, look what we got now.
Look at right now.
Yeah. So
worst has become a really low bar.
The tough thing is when I was watching Romney's speech – and I'm nodding my head because he's saying a bunch of stuff that, like, I've been saying here for ages, you know, the fact that, oh, you know, one of his big hits are, oh, he's a successful businessman. Not so much.
No, he's not.
And, you know, and all of these things.
Well, but is he, though? I mean, or is he not, I should say. Some of his enterprises have gone bankrupt, but a whole bunch haven't. I think the Trump is a failure is a media creation.
The real question is why do we send out the person who is well regarded as a vulture capitalist and a fucking loser, politically a loser, and the face of the establishment to say anything at all about the guy who's like, fuck you to the establishment and who's popular with the people who the establishment is shit on.
Because Scott Brown wasn't available.
Yeah. If the GOP because were
Scott
confident.
Brown wasn't a big enough person yeah. to shit quite. He couldn't stand high enough so that the shit got enough velocity to hit hard enough.
Scott Brown didn't have the national cachet of Romney. Now, see, I would like to think the GOP is smart enough to know that Romney is the perfect person to send out. Romney is the establishment. You send him after Trump, all of those people that are pissed off at the establishment are going to like Trump that much more.
Seriously.
Now, the GOP is not that smart. I think they were just like, we're going to show him her.
Exactly. They're – it's like – what is it? It's like a bunch of aging sorority girls who don't realize that nobody is interested in their sorority bullshit anymore, and they're gonna play mean girl now, and everybody's moved on, and they don't understand why nobody cares. It's like, are you serious? It's like, this is the best you can do? You're going to send that dumbass out here?
Well,
that's what you've got.
Look at the entire, I guess what you call them, political class is just a bunch of horrible people. I mean, look at even on, you know, the Democrats, you got Bernie and Hillary, and Bernie only exists. I'm sorry, you know, but Bernie only exists so that Hillary looks less liberal.
There's no reason to be sorry. That's exactly why they push.
Entirely disagree with you on that. Bernie Sanders is Ron Paul on the other side of the aisle. Bernie Sanders is crowdfunding his retirement. Exactly what Ron Paul did. Ron Paul wasn't running for president. Ron Paul was crowdfunding his retirement. Bernie Sanders wasn't running for president. He was crowdfunding his retirement.
But he was pushed to run so Hillary would look more moderate.
Well, I mean, that was an added – but then all of a sudden he started doing well and he's like, what the fuck is going on here? And naturally, he got his ass whipped. He's getting
I think it was more of a. How did I get on the stage?
I was like, who are these fucking idiot children?
And why are they in my kitchen?
Yeah, get off my fucking lawn!
Why are my pants damp?
Yeah.
And again, remember, Bernie Sanders did not hold a job until he was 40.
Seriously.
This is the his net worth is less than mine.
Oh, that is so not true. His reported net worth is his real net worth is a lot more than that. And his wife is – how much is she ripped off?
Oh, yeah. He steered a whole bunch of government business to his wife, but he's against the establishment.
Actually, I haven't looked into that story. What is that story, Jay?
It's exactly what it sounds. When he was it mayor? I think it was when he was mayor and in Congress. He was steering a whole bunch of business to his wife's shell company, and his kids were employed by the campaign. You know that Washington insider stuff that he loves to rail against.
Yep, and he doesn't take money from special interests. He's not getting special interest money. And hell, even freaking Howard Dean, Mr. Scream himself, is like, "What the hell is he talking about?" Unions, they're just another kind of special interest.
Yeah, but they're a good special interest.
Well, hell, even Howard, special like, interest. What the hell is he talking about? I mean, how bad do you have to be when Howard Dean calls him out?
Well, I mean, it's Bernie. Again, you talk like Democrats and Republicans play by different rules. Though, actually, I got to wonder, watching Mitt Romney's speech, I got to wonder if Donald Trump becomes like the great uniter and finally gets the people that realize, because I was just getting to say about the whole, you know, Trump's victory in Massachusetts, like he completely cleaned up in this state. And that got me thinking is that there isn't enough Republicans to have that much of a landslide on there. Is I think he's really appealing to the blue dog Democrats that got left behind.
Who Trump?
Yeah, I think Trump's kind of good.
Trump's not
a
Republican.
No, he's not.
Old school Democrat. And yes. See, a long time ago, the Democrats used to say that they were for the working man. They still say that. But a long time ago, they actually meant that they were for the working man.
Yeah, and now they're for the non-working man. When they say working man, they mean the person sitting on their ass collecting welfare.
Right. And, you know, what was that thing that was Adam Carolla just put out a while ago? It used to be you'd watch TV and they'd say, get some training, get a job. Now it's like, you know, we'll get you, you know, we'll sue somebody for you, mm-hmm. you know, on daytime TV. Well, see, back in the day, they wanted the working man. They wanted, you know, if you wore a hard hat, you were a Democrat because they were all about the working man. Well, when they realized that they needed to appeal to angry racial groups, they needed to appeal to everybody who hated Whitey and everybody who hated anybody with a penis. And if you were white and had a penis, well, double fuck you. Then they could no longer represent the white working class. So they had to run the white working man out of their party. So where do these people fit? Where do they go? And so who is Trump appealing to? He's appealing to a constituency that for many, for hell, shoot, since the Industrial Revolution, was effectively a Democrat constituency. So he's an old school Democrat. You know, he's those the people that would be voting for Trump are people who would have pulled the lever for Kennedy, would have pulled the lever, definitely would have pulled the lever for Roosevelt, for FDR. They wouldn't have been Republicans.
Although, to be fair, Trump hasn't suggested putting anyone in concentration camps.
Well, it depends on who you ask.
He's getting pretty close.
Don't let him in the first place, but okay.
And again, let's go on what he said, not what the media said he said.
Well, okay. We'll give you
and
that.
And the fact that he's talking about illegal immigration. And that's it's a trick that pisses me off every goddamn time. Because it's classic, you're anti-immigrant. No, we're anti-illegal immigrant.
Yeah, because you want to find someone who fucking – you want to find someone who absolutely goddamn hates the Mexican illegal immigrant that snuck across the border is the Mexican that actually has all his papers in order and has a work visa.
Right. Well, you know, and it's – I hate all immigrants, especially, you know, my mom. Oh, yeah, I guess the only reason that I like my mom is because she's white. Right, you know, and it's
so you're an anchor baby. Is that what you're saying, Sean?
I think actually I am. Of course, she was married for 5 years, and had been married to my father. No, excuse me, had dated my father for 6 months before that, and both of her parents lived in this country for I think 6 months to a year before that. So, I'm not sure that I really count in that. But, okay, yeah, I can be an anchor baby too, as well as being black. I'm okay with that. Sean the black anchor baby. I'm cool.
From Eternia.
In purple. But in any case, yeah, that is – I totally get that. You know, oh, you hate – you're racist. That's the only reason you don't like immigrants. Fuck, are you kidding me? It's the people who sneak across. It's like, oh, you don't like visitors. No, it's the asshole breaking my window and sneaking at 10 p.m. trying to take shit.
It's like that old line of the. I mean, the anti-gunners always like to lump in the street gangs when they talk about like gun owners.
Oh, children or children. Yeah. You know, the children. 24-year-old gangbanger who is shot is a child killed by gun violence.
I'm sorry, hang out around any like pro-gun blogs, pro-gun shoots, or all that. We're always the quick to talk about how much we fucking hate the gangs. You know, but yet on the other side, the liberal trick is, oh yeah, no. If you've got a gun stuffed in your waistband, whether you own it legally or not, you're a gun owner.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and you know, again, the 30,000 gun deaths a year, 20,000 of which are suicides. You're not stopping those deaths by saying, ooh, guns are double secret illegal. Japan.
All of a sudden, the
train tracks get a lot messier.
The thing that really bugs me is that Hillary did actually fairly well on Super Tuesday. I was hoping yet another story of Bernie kicking ass and taking names when it comes to the popular vote, and Hillary stealing all the super delegates.
No. God, no. Don't want that.
Because I want to see. I want to see on one side, Trump possibly getting a brokered convention and just getting the established Republicans fighting as hard as they can to try to get people to not vote for the person that they want to vote for, versus Hillary just stealing the vote, stealing the nomination away from the vote that the other people wanted to vote for. And so then you have Hillary going to prison, Donald Trump becoming the new face of whatever the hell you want to call the Democrat Party. Well, let's call the Democrat Party the Republicans. Uh-huh. And then I don't know what's going to happen with the people that listen to this show.
Yeah,
sort of idea, because it's not going to be libertarian.
Let's also disabuse ourselves of the notion that Hillary Clinton is going to prison. She's not.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
If she doesn't win, she might.
I'm not a betting man. No.
No, I mean, all right. Yes.
No. because there are too many powerful people.
But Jake, don't take that fantasy away from me.
Get me wrong. If I'm wrong and she's frog marched off, I'm going to save the video for later. I'm just saying.
Well, I will point out that the person who set up that toilet server, he's turned state's evidence. Yeah. He's gotten immunity. And I'm suggesting he stays way the hell away from Fort Marcy Park.
He's the next to die under mysterious circumstances.
He is only protecting himself from going under the bus. That's all that's being done there.
Yep.
He realizes that, holy fuck, I'm the one that's going to take the fall for this. Yep. And it ain't happening.
Yeah. Well, no, see, I guess since we're talking about what happens to the parties, I guess that brings us to the people who have just done everything in their power to piss me straight the fuck off today and yesterday. Is the libertarians, the big L libertarians, and their "we must vote for not Clinton," because you know we can't possibly allow Trump to win because he's so bad, and so we've got to vote for somebody else. And I have listened to some libertarians, or read, I guess it's because it's Facebook. Oh my God. What is the matter with some of these people? Is there an entire group of people who are like fucking Sheldon Cooper? These are people who could not sell water to people dying of thirst in the fucking desert. I mean, like, you've got probably the best political, in my view at least, the best political ideas on the planet. The "leave me a fuck alone in a bottle." How do you not sell that? And these fuckheads cannot sell "leave me the fuck alone in a bottle." They can't.
Get off my lawn.
Seriously.
The problem with it, as I see it, is they package it with, we're going to throw our borders wide open and take all of our military out of everything. We're going to be completely and utterly defenseless with wide open borders because that somehow fits into something.
Well, the big L libertarians are the shall not be infringed of the political world.
Right, but they've also brought into isolationism and open borders, which,
you would not believe the stupid shit I saw today. I mean, like, Brad Torgerson posted something about, well, tell me about Johnson. The hell's his name?
Gary Johnson. Yeah.
Gary Johnson. And oh my God, you'd have thought it was summon fucking idiot libertarian day. he cast summon dumbass libertarian.
Gary Johnson. God,
the only thing could have been worse if he'd have said Ron Paul three times fast.
Ron Paul.
Fuck. It was,
you had to,
like,
say Ron Paul like Bob Dole. Ron Paul's gonna run.
Oh my God. And they all showed, and I'm like, look, there are two choices. You either get Hillary Clinton or the dude with the R after his name. You get two choices. You can make a different selection, but you have two choices. And you can choose, you can select one of those two choices, or you can select something different, but one of those two choices will be provided for you.
Right.
I can go to McDonald's and I can ask for steak, but I'm either going to get a Big Mac or I'm going to get a quarter pounder. There's really no other choices here. Now, if you really want to go order off the menu and get whatever they hand you, fine. That's your choice. But don't piss and moan when I come in and say, look, I disagree with you and I'm going to fight to keep you from pulling the support of unaffiliated people who might vote for a Republican, away from him, even if it's Trump, because I don't want the Clinton crime syndicate to have their hands on the power again. Because we know right now, whoever's the next president, if the fucking Republicans can manage to show a spine that long and don't cave, that the next president is going to going to get one Supreme Court justice immediately, and then probably two more. So one immediately is going to shift the balance on the court if it's a Democrat. That means the end of everything. It goes 5-4 one way, four and a half one way, the other way.
It may be more than that. Roberts appears to have joined the liberal wing of the court.
Sometimes you never know. But in any case, we get to hold the line. Maybe if we can get somebody who's as strong as Scalia, or we lose. We fucking lose.
Yep.
That's it. End of story. Game over. End of country. Goodbye.
Game over, man.
That's like the people that, you know, I'm not a Trump fan by any means, but anybody that thinks Hillary is better than Trump, seriously?
Right.
In what universe is Hillary better than Trump? Because
liberals.
Well, yeah, but here's the argument that I've heard, and I disagree with it completely. It's the same. It's a variation of the one that we used against Romney, which was, well, you know, Romney will get things done that you don't want him to get done, right? Because he's somewhat competent.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
can't say that.
That was the story. So,
you're gonna have to find that he's competent. Which, okay, that's a bit of a stretch, but okay.
Well, no, I'd put it this way: I gotta say, I would definitely be, if Romney threw his hat back in the ring, I would absolutely be behind Trump over Romney because, again, I've lived under Romney, and Romney can get shit done. You know, under a hostile environment. And
that's what
shit
I mean.
I don't want done.
That's what I mean. He's a liberal big R Republican. You know, the class. You know, he's the Rockefeller Republican, right? He's the, you know, he's the country club liberal. And he's an insider. He's the establishment. And you get the Republican establishment was in charge of the Senate, still is in charge of the House, and with the presidency, all kinds of bad shit would happen.
Yep.
Now, contrast it to this year, where you have, you know, it's going to come down, if it does come down. You know, you're definitely going to have Hillary on one side, and then you may.
Hey. No. On the keyboard.
I thought I heard an attack cat.
And
this podcast interrupted by Cosmos.
No, that was Amy.
Oh, Amy, sorry.
Cosmo can't jump up on the desk. Yeah, Amy does.
I don't know where you put your keyboard, man.
Three-legged cat lives matter.
Yeah. But no, because but here's the thing is the establishment hates Trump almost as much as they hate Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
almost as much. But again, Romney did give a shout out to Cruz. It was a complete like half-ass.
No, he did not. What he said was, is maybe you should vote for Cruz in some states just enough so that we can broker this convention and then we can all get together.
It's pure suck and fail because, yeah, if you split the vote up between two or three people, you're still going to and somehow manage to throw Trump out, which is almost statistically impossible at this point. You know, it's still you're still just as bad a situation.
Well, we're moving in. If you want, I mean, you can play political games with the numbers. But as of March 15th, the states mostly go to winner take all.
Yeah, and that's what he was saying. Oh well, you know, maybe Ohio, everybody should vote for Kasich. Huh?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah. People in Ohio know better.
How many delegates does he have? Martin O'Malley. Nobody gives a fuck what he has to say.
he's candidate who?
So
yeah, yeah. There ended up being 80 different replies to my, including all of what I wrote, of to a vote for him, which was a vote for my response to tell me about this Gary Johnson dude. A vote for him is a vote for Hillary. If you like saying Madam President Hillary Clinton, then go ahead and vote for Gary Johnson. Oh yeah, my God,
that's true.
It said fuck Ron Paul, fuck him in his stupid ass in the middle of a Ron Paul convention. And then like proceeded to, you know, like spooge on Ron Paul pictures or something. Because holy crap, it was, I like, that's ridiculous.
Oh, by the way, it's totally true. I voted for Gary Johnson in the last election, knowing full well that A, I was actually voting my conscience. I really do like Gary Johnson as a candidate. I think he's absolutely like the most uncrazy libertarian that I've seen that's come up through the ranks.
That's damning with faint praise. Absolutely
damning with faint praise. Yeah, because we've got things like, you know, Ron Paul and Bob Barr.
It could be worse. It could be who's the douche who is the Minnesota governor?
Jesse Ventura.
Yeah.
Oh, God. How about
Jesse Isu Widows Ventura.
How about you run as a punching bag for every fucking SEAL in the nation? How about that? Why don't we do that? There's really only two other points I really wanted to make on this one. Have you heard anybody else listen to Michael Bayne's podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Did you listen to it today?
Well, I listened to the Wednesday one. Yeah.
You listened to that?
Yeah.
Yeah. He made a point that he'd vote for the winner of the Westminster Kennel Club dog show over Hillary Clinton because Hillary Clinton it wants door to door confiscation of guns. She's like, let's Australian model, right?
Well, I mean, an even better one was my dad, who's, you know, as everyone knows, a stinking liberal. You know, did the usual, you know, talking points thing of the, hey, did you know that during Ben Carson's big bump in the polls?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, did you know that Ben Carson believes that the Earth's only 3,000 years old? And I just turned around and said, what do you think is more, you know, what do you think is more of a threat to how someone's going to govern as a president? The fact that Ben Carson believes the world is 3,000 years old, or the fact that Hillary Clinton believes that federal laws don't apply to her? Oddly enough, that conversation just completely stopped.
Yeah. Yeah. The other thing is I'm really fucking tired of libertarians who do fuck all, nothing, all 4 years, and then pop up like 6 months, 8 months now, I guess 8 months at this point before an election and piss and moan, we don't have a good candidate. Because they've done fucking nothing. They haven't showed up. They haven't been part of the party. They haven't been part of any pressure groups except –
there's no fucking Libertarian Farm League. That is the big thing.
If there's a Libertarian
Farm
League.
Someone talks about, maybe with the Republican Party dying the way it is, because this may very well be the end of the Republican Party, but it ain't going to be a fucking Libertarian. It may be a Tea Party. But it's not going to be libertarians, because guess what? There's no fucking Libertarian dog catcher. There's no Libertarian city council member. There's no Libertarian mayors.
That's where everybody seems to think that everybody – why does everybody think that that's how you make change? That is not where change happens. You don't run for office and make change. You as a citizen – don't change things by running for office, because then you have to suck people's ass in order to get reelected. So now you're sucking people's ass in order to you have to do what they want, and what they want is for you to do stupid shit, which is how these people got to where they're doing. They're responding to rational incentives. People want dumb shit, so politicians are giving them dumb shit.
I'm really talking more of how do you make an alternative party.
You don't make an alternative party. What you do is you beat the shit out of the party that you've got until they do what you want them to do. I'm part of Grassroots North Carolina, which is the gun group in North Carolina. And what you do is you build an organization like GRNC or like Club for Growth or a few other groups like that, where you have thousands of people in a state. Stick to your state, because your state is where it happens. Nothing happens on the federal level. With your state, And then you get a lot of voters. You beat the ever-loving crap out of your senators and your representatives until they listen to you, because you're burying them in emails, and you walk the halls and you beat the shit out of these people because they work on the heat and light principle. When they feel the heat, they will see the light, because they want three things. They want money, they want votes, and they want power. And if you take away their votes, they're going to suddenly see that they don't have any power and they're not getting any money. So they're going to suddenly start doing what you want. And you know, what's the economist, the Chicago School economist? Everybody sees
Krugman.
Like, what?
Paul Krugman.
Friedman. No, the Chicago School. Friedman. Milton Friedman.
That was being a wise ass.
Milton Friedman. What did he say? Yeah. He said, it's not about getting the right person in there. It's about making the wrong person do the right thing. And how do you do that? They respond to rational incentives. So yep. You got to incentivize it. You got to beat the crap out of them until they say, you know what? I'm going to do what they want, because if I don't, I'm going to lose my fucking job.
I thought it was cattle prods, but that's me.
Well, cattle prods work. But see, what works for politicians is they get buried in emails. They get buried in phone calls, and they go, I better do what I'm told. What happened in Virginia? What just happened in Virginia?
Oh, yeah. They got their reciprocal restored.
Reciprocity. Now, I want everybody who is interested in guns, if there's anybody in this podcast who's interested in guns for some reason or another, who cares about reciprocity, I did an interview this week that's going to be in the podcast coming up Sunday with Virginia Citizens Defense League's president, Philip Van Cleve. And Philip Van Cleve talks about why things changed. We all thought it was a done deal. We were screwed. There was nothing we could do about it. Philip was stunned at the uproar, and he was stunned at the names that were going to the governor saying, we need to bury this shit. We need to bury this quick, because this is bad and you need to fix this. Why?
Oh, they were talking about pulling the security detail.
Oh no, it was not even that. It was the people who went to the gun owners who kept saying, mm-hmm. Oh, my senator's anti-gun. Talking to him is a waste of time. Well, they all talked to their senators, and their anti-gun senators went, holy shit, I didn't know I had that many gun owners in my district. I better do what they fucking say, or I'm about to lose my damn job. And suddenly, they all went to the governor and said, Governor, you need to fix this shit now. That's what happens when people say, fix it now or else. This whole, hey, we're going to show up on the end of the election cycle, and right before the election, I'm going to piss and moan because I don't have any candidates I can vote for. Well, guess what? You know, when the campaign starts, the campaign starts the day after the last campaign ended. You need to make sure that happens then, so that 4 years from now, you have somebody that you can vote for. If you don't build it then, you won't have it later. And
it's a lot easier to influence an already elected guy,
right,
than it is to find somebody new and get them elected. Because, you know, the changeover in U.S. Congress and Senate is practically non-existent.
Yep. Here's a question. If you walk up to somebody you've never – imagine this. Not that anybody here would actually do this, but imagine that you see somebody, a person. You walk up to them, and you, without even any warning at all, you just punch them as hard as you can right in the mouth. And then every time you go up to him, you raise your fist, and he doesn't know if you're going to punch him in the mouth or not. What's he going to do?
Shoot you?
No, he's going to flinch, isn't he? So what do you do to your politicians when they even get slightly out of line?
Cattle prod.
As hard as you can so that every time they think about maybe getting a little bit out of line, you raise that fist, you bury them in emails, you bury them in phone calls. GRNC has shut down the phone system of it wasn't the Senate leader, but it was the Rules Committee chair, like the second most powerful person in the Senate. We shut down their entire switchboard for like hours, It couldn't make outgoing phone calls. You punch him so hard that the next time you raise your fist, you don't even have to hit him. You just raise your fist and they go, whoa, maybe we can come to some kind of agreement here. This is our concerns. What are your concerns? They were there. Now they're talking. That's how you make change. You beat them up once and then they're talking. But if you don't hurt them, they don't want to listen to you. But if you're just going to sit on your couch and piss and moan, oh, we need a new party. We need a hero. You don't need a hero. You need some freaking zero you can beat up, and they'll do what you tell them.
Damn right.
Patsy. Patsy is the word you're looking for.
We don't need another hero.
Oh, good Lord.
Stop. Can't we get beyond Thunderdome?
He's already dead.
And on that note.
On that note, it's 10 o'clock. Good night, folks.
It's time to go. Hey, thanks for being on, Sean. That was good.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks for letting me be on. At least I could keep my own podcast naughty language free.
Well, naughty language. We'll be back next week. And
same squirrel time, same squirrel channel.
Yeah.
Good night, Internet.
Bye.